Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Walled it, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Measure with a dog. Measure with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Measure's pretty small. Measure with a dog. Measure with a dog. Measure with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Measure's pretty small. Major with a dog.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Toucher and Rich radio program. We are in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. If you want to call in and talk about last night's Game 5, egregious non-call, but the Bruins stopped playing.
Non-calls, plural. There's a list, there's one that's obviously far and away above all of them, but I mean, I just, watching Bruce Cassidy last night, I mean, even when Patrice Bergeron is complaining about the referees, then you've completely lost it.
Cassidy was great. I mean, he was the scorched earth press conference you wanted out of your head coach after a game like that.
I heard someone compare it to Daenerys Targaryen taking the dragon to Winterfell.
That's right.
That must have been a really cool guy.
Screw the people. Flame on. Yep.
Must have been a pretty cool guy. But that made the comparison. But the Achari trip, and then that the gold that's after that. I wish the Bruins kept playing instead of standing around and watching the, waiting for a whistle. But nonetheless, there you go. And now, hey, DeBrusque, you know, he had a goal.
Oh, yeah.
We talked.
Well, we did our part.
No, we did our part. That's all we could do.
I mean, we're in the same spot that this team has been in before. I mean, the Bruins, you know, dropped Game 5 to trail the Maple Leafs. You know, already in this postseason, and then you remember when they won the Cup in 2011, they trailed the Canucks 3-2, and then they won the final two games, including Game 7 in Vancouver. But, I mean, it doesn't mean that this team wasn't robbed the chance to win last night. I mean, they were the Stars still didn't play like Stars. They didn't play, they didn't play well. The first two lines outside of DeBrusque didn't do well.
McAvoy didn't play well.
And McAvoy didn't play well, but I mean, you can't take away the fact that the refs robbed them at least the chance to win last night.
I agree. They weren't necessarily going to win the game for all the reasons you explained, but in a game like that where Jordan Binnington is clearly on, you give St. Louis a 2-goal lead. And there's no guarantee they would have scored. Who knows if DeBrusque would have scored had that Perron goal not counted or they stopped play there. But in a series that has been even all the way through and one bounce of the puck can change the game. And that's how the Blues got their first goal. I mean, a bounce behind the net, all of a sudden the puck's out in front and Ryan O'Reilly's alone and he scores. Nothing Rask could have done.
That's a great goal.
I know, but that's what happens in hockey. That kind of stuff happens, and bam, you're down 1-0. Bruins had more than their fair share of opportunities in the first period. They were great in the first period, and Binnington was great too. But to have officials rob the players on the ice the chance of deciding it, is what I'm angry about.
This postseason, the referees have been the story. I mean, think about all the different things that have happened. So first of all,
think of all the things that have benefited the Blues.
Let's go to the Knights, the Golden Knights situation during, it was game 7, right?
When hand pass?
No. The hand pass was later. No, I'm talking about the 3 goals that were scored.
That was San Jose.
Yeah, okay, that was San Jose. They were the benefit of that.
They scored 4 goals on a 5-minute major.
And the refs had completely effed up on that as well.
Yeah, they saw a guy laying on the ice and they decided that they had to call a major, even though they had not seen what happened.
Everyone missed it. On the ice, and they assumed, well, of course, the guy who fell was bleeding, so they have to, even though it was an accidental trip, they said, oh, he's bleeding, must be a major.
They reacted to what they saw on the ice. They didn't see it, which is, again, fascinating to me that you can be standing around looking at something. What was it earlier in the series where they were standing around and they were looking?
Oh, it was I'm thinking about last series because I'm trying to think of all the major things that are egregious
that we
talked about.
You're standing there and
it was the netting when it went to the netting during the during the Carolina series.
That was bad. But there was a worse one.
Here's the worst ones up to this point.
It was a goaltender interference or something. But the officials are sitting there and they're looking at the
right
play.
They're right there and they're missing these blatant plays.
Last night,
I'm thinking of the postseason as a whole, because I mean this has got to be a disaster for the NHL.
Oh, it's a disaster.
First of all, you had what happened with the Golden Knights series, as we said. You're right. They gave out that major. It was Pavelski, I think, was involved in that one. Okay. And then you've had the hand pass, which was utterly ridiculous. Awful. Which how anyone could possibly not see that.
No, he's standing
swatted
there.
Out of the air.
No, and he's standing. It's in front of the goal.
Yep.
I mean, he's standing there. I mean, your attention is this is not behind the play. This your attention is completely focused on that, and how you missed that is unbelievable.
And then you had the puck that went up into the netting behind Tuukka Rask, and now you've got this during the Stanley Cup final, which could determine, you know, history, could determine how this all ends. And it has been one bad mistake after the next, after the next, after the next for this referee, for the NHL refs. Now, I don't know whether or not any of the same refs were involved with these calls. All I know is that as a whole, this is bad. Bad for the NHL.
Tyler Bozak looked at the ref, which is a sure indicator
Bozak threw his arms up as if to protest.
He knew he had done something wrong. The people on television, that's a trip. The Blues play-by-play, which I guess we're going to play later in this hour, they knew it was a trip. Everyone in the building knew it was a trip. And yes, Bozak was trying to play the puck, but still, he tripped him from behind. It was obvious. And you have the members of the Hot Take Police saying, well, Achari tried to sell it. He was in midair flying backwards. You really think Achari's going to throw his head back and hope that he lands head first on the ice?
To the people who are saying that he was embellishing
and trying
to sell it, did they not notice that afterwards he was sent by the NHL concussion spotters to the dark room to check and see whether or not he had a concussion? So whether you think he tried to sell it or not in your little world, the people who spot concussions saw that and said, dude's got to go to the dark
again,
for a few
this
minutes.
Didn't decide the game, but it sure as hell robbed the Bruins of a chance to get back into
it. I wish that the Bruins, though, didn't stop playing on that. Jack, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was trying to determine, is Achari hurt? Or is he going to come back for Sunday night? Do anybody know?
He'll be back. I mean, he talked afterwards, and he sounded like he's going to be fine.
That's a sure sign. If they let him talk to, well, then again, they let Grizzly speak to the media, and he didn't play last night. But I'm betting he does play Sunday night.
You know, I'm an old time hockey fan, and this has been about as physical a Stanley Cup final that I can remember. You know, the Blues are like a football team on skates right now. They're just beat the hell out of them.
Well, they also have a license to do whatever they want. I mean,
because the officials are letting a lot go after Berube spoke, and you saw Barbashev come up high. I forget who it was on.
Dude, there were two headshots last night.
That's a suspendable hit.
It was on Johansson, and then you had Torrey Krug get hit as well. And by the way, the explanation was just phenomenal on TV yesterday. I guess you just get penalized because you're short. But, I mean, there were two legitimate headshots. The Johansson one I thought was more egregious, and that's one that I believe that you're right. If this is any other game during the season,
the NHL has to take a look at that, right?
And then
it matters. Again, it's a checking line forward again, but still.
I mean, there were so many moments yesterday that you can look at and go, What were you thinking? How about Torey Krug being just grabbed onto for 4 full seconds that led to a scoring chance? Mm-hmm. Like, in the middle of the ice. It wasn't off to the side, away from the play. He was being held for 4 full seconds. You can time it. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3, and they did nothing about it. I don't understand what the hell's going on with the officiating this year.
Is that Berube? I mean, there's no way that a coach can say something about the officiating and they just swallow their whistle.
Everybody is saying that's the case, including
Bruce Cassidy. Fine, but that might be what Cassidy's saying.
It happens in the NHL and the NBA. It happens all the time.
It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, they're that concerned that he called out the officiating. And so now they're going to do everything they can to lean the series to St. Louis, yes.
I can say one thing, though, and the caller's right. This has been a great series to watch. I just assumed the Bruins had the better team, and maybe on paper they have the better talent. This has been an even series with the two teams beating the crap out of each other. It's great to watch if you're just a casual hockey fan. A lot of physicality involved, and the refs are letting some stuff go. It would really be a shame that non-call last night swung it in the direction. I mean, St. Louis going home up 3-2, that really doesn't seem fair, all things considered.
No, it does not. Let's go to Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, I mean, this has really been bothering me throughout the series, is that it started with David Backes getting hit up high, I think, a couple games ago. And then even last night, you see Marcus Johansson just, they're headhunting. He got clipped. It looked like an identical hit that Matt Cook delivered on Mark Savard years ago. So it's just like the referees, these things are happening, and they're just, you know, turning their heads when it happens. But when the Bruins do something, God forbid, you know, we get sent to the box.
Patrick, I saw something that somebody put together yesterday. It's funny you mentioned Matt Cook, and it was a side-by-side of the Johansson hit and the Matt Cook one. They look so similar. I mean, it's like they played them both at the same time, and there's not a lot different. And I just don't understand why that was just not even addressed. To be quite honest, it got to the point where I think after that, it was after that non-call that what's his name? Who was the guy who ended up hitting Torey Krug last night? Who went after Torey Krug?
You know what?
Sanford.
Yes, thank you.
That it almost just gave him a license to do it. At that point, they're like, "All right, well, I guess we're headhunting now, and I guess we're able to do it because that's the way that Berube likes to coach his guys up, to be overly physical, to go to toe across the line." But now that they have a license to get away with anything, I believe that was just Sanford going, "Well, if all bets are off, I'm taking out some heads." And it's infuriating.
Not a well-officiated game. And listen, you want them to swallow the whistles. But then again, if you have a trip that's right in front of the officials, you would assume that they would call that. We'll be back, 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink. Plus, they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Dutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recap me what you missed. It's Dutcher and Rich.
Even last night.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. A frustrating game last night, a game 5, which the Bruins lose 2-1. Rich, lots of controversy.
Well, the night started off differently with the things that sports legends are made of. Earlier in the day, word spread that Zdeno Chara, complete with broken jaw, was at morning skate. And then he took questions from the media, but because he was unable to speak, he wrote down the answers for those.
I think it was gamesmanship, by the way.
That he couldn't speak? Well, it ended up that his jaw was not put Shutt, but I don't think Chara needs to do gamesmanship.
No, no. I think the Bruins were doing gamesmanship. I think that they were doing that as a little bit of a myth making thing, but who knows?
Okay. Yeah, you see, I think with Chara, they wouldn't need that.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's not about Chara. It's about, you know how you say it's an undisclosed injury or it's an upper body injury?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way they were playing that yesterday, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, then not only was
because part of the reason they let him play is they said he could communicate, is that they weren't going to let him play if he couldn't communicate on the ice.
Maybe it's just painful to talk. Maybe that's what it was, and that's why they had him right.
Well, then why do they say that it's a lower body injury, or why do they not tell you what's going on with Grizzlick?
I just think that if he could have talked, he would have talked, like Chara would have.
They tell Chara what to do. I mean, they say, I think it was gamesmanship. Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't you have him talk? I just have him right out.
Well,
to
if
the
it
answer.
Was painful to talk.
All right, Rich.
No, I mean, I'm just giving you an answer.
I think it's gamesmanship, but okay, whatever.
Well, then not only was Zdeno cleared to play, but Bruce Cassidy started him. It was something out of a movie, and his introduction to the TD Garden was deafening.
Fans are all watching Chara, and they're announcing him right now in the starting lineup. But the Bruins, that's the forwards there, Judd. This has got to be their game. Usually they figure it out as the series goes on, especially that Bergeron line. They're hoping that game is today.
The Garden is roaring as they show Zdeno Chara on the video wall at center ice.
Yep, and the Bruins came out hot. In the first period, they outshot the Blues 17-6. But once again, as it has been since Game 5, the Blues were taking liberties and not getting called for.
But here's the high stick, or the hit to the head as Krug got around. Man, there's another one as Krug looking for the puck, goes after it, and Sanford gets him hard and swings him around. I think the crowd maybe thought that the whistle was for a penalty instead.
Nope. First, Ivan Barbashev lands a high hit on Marcus Johansson, the kind that in the regular season, John, you were saying, and you're right, most of the time would require a call the next day from the Department of Player Safety. And then the Zach Sanford hit to the head of Torrey Krug, which wasn't called a penalty because apparently you can't be punished, or you are punished, for being short. Can we pull that description and what they were saying afterwards? I would actually like to hear that. Meanwhile, the Blues were able to finally bury one while the Bruins stars continue to spin their wheels. Turnovers, bad passes, poor defense, and a just awful power play that mustered only 5 shots in the 6 minutes of penalty time. Even more gratuitous missed calls as well that led to unlikely heroics.
Center Pietrangelo walks in, shoots, and it's blocked out in front by Krejci.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, that save by David Krejci. At first you thought, hey, is that the thing that might have saved the season? But then you saw Oscar Sundquist pinning down Torrey Krug for a full 4 seconds, a penalty, as I said, right there, middle of the ice, for what seemed like the length of 2 lifetimes, yet no whistle. That generated a scoring chance for St. Louis, and then you had David Krejci stepping in there and stopping the puck. But there was also the backbreaker that everyone's going to be talking about this morning, the missed call that launched 1,000 Cam Neely water bottles.
Bruins scooted around to the near side. Here's Achari down low. He got slew-footed by Bozak. We continue. Wow. Right circle now, Perron. Centers blocked. They score! Noel Achari got slew-footed. Couldn't get back into the play. The Blues generate the chance and squirt one through Rask. It's 2-0 St. Louis.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking right now at the front page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And there is a picture of Achari being tripped, and the headline is, "What a trip! Yeah. Blues on the brink of winning the franchise's first Stanley Cup."
At least they're admitting to the.
It's hard to look at that and even feign that, no, he didn't trip. Of course he tripped him. He slew-footed him from behind. It's obvious.
Attitude of the team. Paul, go ahead.
Achari hit his head, so anybody that says he gave up on the play is full crap.
I didn't say he gave up on the play. I said
I'm not saying you did. Okay. There are people that are saying, well, he just didn't try to get back in the play.
He hit his head, but I wish that the team would have. It was an egregious non-call. It shouldn't have happened. It cost the Bruins the game, and I truly believe it cost the Bruins the game.
It cost them a chance to win.
I think it cost them the game. You give up a goal instead of getting a power play when the only time you can score is on power play.
But the power play wasn't necessarily great last night.
But it's the only way you can score.
I agree with that. So but having said that, Binnington was on. I'm not convinced even if they had gotten a power play, they would have scored. But in the end, it robbed them of a chance, which is all you're asking for.
I think it cost them the game. I think that they... that it's a negative two. Because your only way you're going to score is on a power play.
And you aren't going to score two goals on Bennington in 9 minutes in the third period. Even though they did get one, and DeBrusk's shot looked like Bennington saw it the whole way and missed it, which is shocking to me considering the way he played last night. But, I mean, I'd hate to have a series like that changed by the officiating because of how close it's been. That's what it seems like to me.
I will go on record that cost them the game, that the Bruins win that game if they call that play.
I'm not willing to go that far.
Well, John, I am.
All right.
And that's what bold. That's you. You're no Winston Churchill. You would have just sat around during World War II.
That's right.
Drinking your brandy.
I would have let the Germans
decisions invade
us and not do a damn thing.
That's right.
That's right.
You would have just sat there. I'm willing to say that.
Where's my bunker?
Game.
I'm going to hide till Hitler passes.
That's yep. right. Yeah, you're all right there, Poland.
You take care of yourself.
Yeah, France.
I'll be out in a couple of years.
Okay, France over there just shoving your hands in the air.
I am looking at this article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the one that says, "What a trip," and it's got the picture of Achari getting. But then the caption underneath it says, Bruins forward Noel Achari flips backwards after contact from Blues forward Tyler Bozak in the third period of Game 5. It said whether Achari was tripped or he embellished the fall.
Oh, Jesus.
Or both is subject to debate.
No, it's not.
There is
no it's
debate.
Not.
I mean, he went to concussion protocol.
Stop playing to your readers. Give me a break.
Well, in fairness, they have scrubs writing the captions to the...
fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, you can't
yeah.
hold
it's,
the paper
It's some 21-year-old kid that yeah. has an internship. I yeah. get it. Yeah.
Well, one of the few positives of the game came when it was proven that the TNR bump is indeed real in his back.
Sundqvist stripped. There's a high stick coming. Krug right circle to Brook. Shoots his goal!
DeBrusk doesn't score in ages. DeBrusk calls Toucher and Rich yesterday morning. DeBrusk scores. And it's about time for someone on those first two lines to do anything. As a matter of fact, Jake DeBrusk was the first forward in the top six to score a 5-on-5 goal in the Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. And it took until Game 5 in the third period for that to happen.
I guess that means we have to be on before the game on Sunday.
That's what people were saying. So the Bruins didn't play their best game, but the refs absolutely jobbed them
okay.
out of a chance to win.
Jeff Gordon, who's a...
kick-ass racer, like race car driver.
Yes, it's Jeff Gordon. But I don't know if he's a little funny.
He drives that rainbow-colored car, doesn't he?
If my daddy bought me a funny car when I was 8, I think I'd have the same thing. Well, Jeff Gordon, he's comparing last night, and this is a St. Louis writer, to the Don, what is it, Denninger?
Dinkinger.
Dinkinger call in Game 6 of the 1985 World Series. So he's comparing this to one of the most egregious referee mistakes of all time.
It's a good comparison because George Orta was the leadoff hitter that inning, right? I believe that was on the lead. That Orta leadoff hitter, was he not?
No, it was Worrell stepped on the bag, which would have won the game.
Okay, well,
that was the game-winning play? I thought for sure Orta let off the inning.
It would have ended the game. Worrell, that was the third out.
You see, I would compare it to the Saints versus the Rams. In
it's
the NFC Championship.
It's all the same.
But I'm saying it's an egregious call that could cost you a championship.
This is the worst call in Major League history. Worrell won the World Series, and then they called it safe. No, it was John, that was the third out.
Oh, I've seen.
So he's saying, do you turn around and do you play like the Cardinals did in Game 7 where Saberhagen just owned them, or do you come back and you play better? So in fairness to the St. Louis media, they are not – blind to the fact that this has been atrocious. So there you go.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm there's got to be no way that these refs, after what happened yesterday, there can't be any way that they work for the rest of the series. As a matter of fact, we'll get to Bruce Cassidy's stuff after John Wallach's headlines.
A brilliant press conference in which he said everything we were thinking.
It was fire and brimstone, and it's about time because he has been extremely diplomatic when it comes to the referees. As a matter of fact, he's been people have asked him things to try to goad him into complaining about it, especially after Game 4, and he did not. And then yesterday he just said, well, F it all. This is like egregious. And matter of fact, he used the word egregious. Now, real quick, John. Stephen Walcom, who's the NHL's senior vice president and director mm-hmm. of officiating, He did release a statement yesterday. I do find it amazing that these guys don't have to talk to anyone. He says, quote, "We don't make comments on judgment calls within games." He said, "There are hundreds of judgment calls in every game. The official on the play, he viewed it, and he didn't view it as a penalty at the time." At least the NBA, even though it doesn't help, the next day will release like a "here are the calls that we missed" type of
the
report.
Final 2 minute thing. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
At least they'll do that. Somebody should take some sort of accountability.
That's what the NHL needs, is to wrap up these guys in a big blanket and, you know, cover them from all criticism after just a terrible, terrible blatant call. But the thing is now that Cassidy has blatantly criticized the officials, and there's no gray area here. He went after them after the game, and we'll get to it in a second. But does the NHL hand out a big fine for that? Because Cassidy wasn't alone in the locker room afterwards. It was pretty much uniform all the way through of the criticism of the official. And if the NHL is going to fine someone, it'll be like Christmas Day. You get a fine. You get a fine. You get a fine. I'm wondering if the NHL has the balls to do that.
They didn't fine Berube after game three. Yeah,
this was different. Berube was more diplomatic than Cassidy. Cassidy was like, "Those guys effed up. That was horrible." That's a little different than what Berube said. Berube kind of, you know, put some high gloss on it. There was no gray area. There was no diplomacy. There was no nothing.
Right.
I wonder if the NHL is going to act.
If you want to see, or if you want to hear, rather, Bruce Cassidy absolutely lose his mind, we'll play that audio right after John Walk's headlines.
Maybe they'll make shirts that say Berube is groovy. Huh? Marketing? Anybody?
Would he have his like thumbs up in the air with a leather jacket?
No,
he'd like the Fonz.
Like, he'd be roller skating in like a sequined number.
I was just, you know, waiting
with
for
like a disco stew haircut.
Yeah, you know, like he'd be like roller skating.
I see. I see.
Yeah, that's what he'd be doing. Be roller skating around. Maybe put a little mirror ball on top of him. Ruby's groovy. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe a rainbow in the background.
Coming out of his hands.
Now we're spit shooting. Now we're getting some ideas.
Spitballing?
That's all I did was spit shooting.
We're spit shooting. We're spitballing some ideas around. He's got one leg in the air. He's shooting the duck. Come on. On out! All right.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Generations.
This hour of Toucher and Rich, excuse me, we'll do time and temperature here. Time and temperature brought to you by CIBC Commercial Banking. It is 64 degrees at 6:38. CIBC Commercial Banking, the bank that invests in relationships, because a committed banking partnership is the first step to getting your financial goals moving. CIBC Bank USA.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
9:37 to go in the third period of Game 5. Blues clinging to a 1-0 lead. Kozak avoids a tripping penalty. Perron into the circle. Tried to center. They score! David Perron bounced it off the pad of Rask. And the St. Louis Blues take a 2-0 lead. 9:24 to go. Third period of play.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich on a night where the top two lines continued to be atrocious. And now they're saying Marshawn hurt his hand in that scrimmage. And that certainly seems to be the case. Which is, I thought the scrimmage wasn't a bad idea. And then, of course, you lose arguably your best player due to a hand injury that was suffered in that.
I mean, he said, you know, he was fine, but that, what else are you going to say? But you're right. I mean, if you look at what's happened with Marchand since that happened, I mean, he's, matter of fact, the whole five on five with your stars is Pastrnak, Marchand, Bergeron, and Krejci are 0-for. And Pastrnak, Marchand, and Bergeron, the first line, although they mixed them up in a million different ways yesterday. I stopped keeping track.
You can't blame Cassidy. He threw every switch, hit every button, mixed that up as much as he could.
Cassidy can't make that first line score.
But what I'm saying is that the goals against for those three, there's four goals against from them. So, I mean, not only are they not scoring, but they're letting up goals.
Yeah, so, I mean, people are going to crap all over Cassidy and Sweeney and all of them for having that scrimmage, but you know, at the time it didn't seem like a terrible idea. They weren't overly physical, and if Marchand hurt his hand in that, it's a shame. But I'm not going to sit here and pee all over the management of the Bruins for trying something.
So let's get to Bruce Cassidy, because as you know, after game three, in which the Bruins absolutely teed off on St. Louis, there were seven goals scored. I forget how many. I know there was 4-for-4 on the power play, because they, that's right, because they shot the puck four times and scored four times on their penalty play during that game. And Berube, of course, you know, went off and on the referees saying we're the least penalized team in the league, and all of a sudden we're getting all these calls against us in the first three games. So Bruce Cassidy, for one, you know, believes that the whole tone of how the refs were calling penalties changed after Berube made those comments. And here is Cassidy after the game.
How would you describe the officiating in that game?
Well, I mean, why don't you just ask me what you want to ask me, Joe? We've been through this a lot. You're talking about the one call, non-call?
A couple of non-calls, a couple of hits to the head.
Well, those are the hits they want to get out of the game, correct? That's what I hear a lot about. Clearly, they missed a couple tonight. It's a fast game. I sat here 2 days ago or whatever it was. I said I believe these officials are at this level because they've earned the right to be here, and you should be getting the best. But I mean, the narrative changed after game three. There was a, you know, a complaint or whatever put forth by the opposition, and it just seems to have changed everything. I mean, the non-call on Achari, their player's on his way to the box. I mean, they're the only, it's right in front of the official. It's a slew foot. Our guy's gone. The spotter took him out of the game for a possible concussion. I mean, it's blatant. It's a big effect in the game. I mean, this has happened. I'm a fan of the game. It's the National Hockey League getting a black eye with their officiating this playoffs. And here's another one that's going to be talked about. I thought it was a great hockey game. That call probably, I mean, there's time, but it, you know, really made it difficult for us to get, you know, get the win tonight. So I'm disappointed. You know, so I guess to answer your original question, it was egregious. But we're moving on. We're getting ready for game six.
I love it that he didn't mess around and he called out that it was indeed, he believes, once Berube made that statement, that it changed everything.
I believe him, but I just find it so difficult to believe, and not that I'm doubting it, in that it's just so dumb that just because the St. Louis coach says that they were the least penalized team throughout the playoffs, that all of a sudden the officials got together and wiped their butts with their whistles and said that this is going to be it.
I mean, you see it happen.
I understand that it obviously the evidence points to it happening. I don't understand for the life of me why that would affect them in any way, shape, or form. Why a coach calling them out? Well, you know what should happen now is if anything's going to affect them, they should go out in game six. In the Bruins should get the benefit of every call.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's one reason why I'm sure Bruce Cassidy said what he said.
No, I think Bruce Cassidy said what he said with just because it was true.
He was angry.
Well, that too, but also, how about some balance here?
No, well, he held. Well, listen, last night was so bad that, I mean, this is not playing chess anymore. This is saying, Jesus, guys, you're costing us games. I mean, you cost us that game.
Well, I also like this because Cassidy talked about what was said on the bench after the Achari slew foot.
What was the feeling on the bench in the moment? What was being said there? Was there anything from the referees?
What was being said was you missed an effing call is what was being said on the bench for obvious reasons. But after that, we had to settle down and play. If you mean by me or the players or...
Yeah, the whole.
I think we thought we got screwed, but you got to keep playing. We did. We scored the next goal, gave ourselves a chance to win. You know, we tried to rally around that, but moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So you got Cassidy now putting that out there. I love it.
He missed the effing call. It's fantastic.
It was great. What else could Cassidy say?
Well,
what
you could have been diplomatic.
He talked about the headhunting at the beginning.
I know that, but you hear a lot of times you are much more diplomatic than that. I think that was brilliant. I think it was fantastic.
When you're down 3-2 in a series heading into heading on the road, you do not. There's no time to be diplomatic.
And so if you remember.
All right, let's break.
Okay, because if you want to hear Berube's reaction to what Cassidy said.
Yeah, now all of a sudden he's Captain.
He's Captain Politically Correct. Yeah. Us? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. We're just playing the game.
Who,
yeah.
Me?
Yeah, I know.
Right. I mean, if there's not retribution in terms of the officiating, this is going to be remembered. Like, I love the columnist from St. Louis. Yeah, I'm a Cardinal fan, but this is true. This is going to be remembered like the 85 World Series.
I looked it up. Orta did lead off the inning, by the way.
Oh, I thought that was the...
It wasn't the last out. That was just put a runner on first and nobody out, and that's when Kansas City scored twice.
Well, real quick, those people, I think on two of the calls that were screwed up,
right.
the one that was with the hand pass, and I also believe the one with the Golden Knights, I think that they no longer work the playoffs. I think it was so egregious that the NHL sat them, so which makes it even better that it's not just like a couple of people screwing up everything. It's all the refs.
Call Richie, who's sitting in his living room in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Right. All right, Richie, we need you for game six.
Well, this is going to be remembered for officiating unless they make things right on Sunday night. We'll be right back. Unless they make things right on Sunday night, groove, Berube. That's the way it's going to go when I make my musical. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right into the path of Johansson, and a shot is tipped up high by Petrangelo off his skate. And then Johansson is just now getting to his feet.
He's not feeling very good. He got hit up high.
Had something to shame the referee. Meanwhile, Barbashev there sent one around and dropped that one ricocheted.
And Johansson got hit by Barbashev, a high hit, and spun Johansson around. Well, we talked about the hit by Ivan Barbashev on Marcus Johansson. Boy, oh boy, that is a high, heavy hit. Caught him right in the jaw. Now take a look at it, real speed. Johansson has the puck, he lets it go, and then Barbashev catches him. Johansson opened up there when he went to take that shot.
Good, then they'll suspend him and it won't matter instead of getting a major. Just like before. George is a Blues fan. Hello, George.
George.
Yeah. Totally predictable. You guys are going to be the whiners and little toddlers after the game. Have you guys watched this series? I mean, the blatant six-man on ice, blatant, not called. They scored 10 seconds later. Chara slashing. Should have been a 5-on-3. I can go on and on and on. Marchand last night.
Continue,
please.
Go on. Give more examples.
I don't need to. Because
why don't you need to? You give examples. You said you could go on and on. You've given us two examples.
Just last night, 3 minutes ago, Marchand blatantly takes out Tarasenko. No call. Toil knocks the stick out of Bennington. No call. Listen, here's the deal. you guys can't give credit. You're blind. You're blind to the fact you think these guys are the early 80s Oilers. They're not. They're a solid, really good team, probably more talented. But here's the deal. The Blues are playing their game. They're imposing their will on Boston. Why don't you talk, and I know you guys have, but talk about what's going on with this perfection line. They're scared.
Are you a Cardinal
fan?
Are you a Cardinal fan?
Of course I am.
Okay, so what did you think about the 1980s? How old are you?
Buddy, I know about Don Dinkinger. Yes.
Okay, so did that make you upset in 1985?
Well, I was a little kid, but yeah. It was
yeah, because that's when you should care more, you loser. Yeah, I was 10 years old, and that's why I cared that much. Because did that bother you? Did that bother you? Did it bother you when you were a little kid that that happened? I'm a Cardinal fan, too. Did that bother you?
It kind of did.
Yeah, so that's exactly what's happening right now.
A radio show that I went on, and I was insufferable about it. And I also
you know why there was no radio show? Did you live in St. Louis?
Yeah.
You know why there was no radio show? Is because there was only KMOX and a bunch of country stations. That's why there was no radio show. Now you're gifted the beauty of such a fantastic radio station, and here you are wishing it away.
Yeah. Shame on you.
Well, I'm not wishing it away. I think you guys are good.
Well, thank you. Well, then we all agree.
All right. Well, now we're on the same page.
There we go. All right.
Jerk face.
I mean.
Jerky Von Jerk.
I mean, it's like everyone's been through it. I mean, every fan base has been through it. I mean, it was an egregious pile of garbage.
You, more than once.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's not go through the...
Still haven't heard the end of the Detroit Lions interference in 2015.
That was what's-his-face would not admit that they would not deny that was...
All I'm saying is you're a Cardinal fan and a Lion fan. You've been through it twice.
Lions fans, sort of. But yes, that was the game was fixed in that case.
All right.
But I will say this, in Rich, there's a point to this. Is that if you're a St. Louis sports fan, you cannot get upset at Bruins fans for being upset about the Achari thing because the same thing happened, one of the most famous blown calls in sports history, during the World Series to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Game six.
And so as a 10-year-old boy, I sat there, tears in my eyes, as my father would thrashed around me, hitting me in the head. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, Groovy Berube, Fred, he had this to say after Game 3.
He's wearing a big medallion.
He did. And, you know, and just it's just resting on an awesome chest, tuft of chest hair next to his horn of plenty. This is the thing that everyone's referencing that changed the whole series. After Game 3, he said, we're the least penalized team in the league. And in the first three rounds, now all of a sudden we've taken 17 penalties in one series. So I don't know. I think that we could definitely be more composed after the whistles, but like I said, we're the least penalized team in the league coming this series, so I don't agree with the calls. Okay, that is what they believe changed the entire series.
A shame and ridiculous that professional officials
and they do
would allow.
It's human nature. It's human nature. They listen to this and they go, "Okay, well, we need to change our ways."
It ain't my human nature.
They should. It shouldn't affect.
I swear to God that wouldn't affect me.
But
I swear to God, that
I believe
wouldn't
it,
affect me.
Fred. I believe you, but it happens all the time. Where a coach calls out the refs and immediately the way that they call the games changes.
Yeah, I mean, it happens that you can work a ref in a particular game. I don't know. I can't think of any.
It happens in the NBA all the time.
Yes, but you work the officials. Like, I can't. Like, just making some statement about, I don't know. If the officials are this mentally weak, it's amazing.
Okay, so here is Berube. Remember, that's the guy. This is the coach who made that comment right there. He's asked to respond to what Cassidy said, and here was his answer.
Bruce Cassidy said that your comments on the officiating changed the narrative of the series, and also said the not calling a penalty on Bozak was an egregious error by the officiating crew. Your thoughts on that?
I don't agree with it, but it doesn't matter. I'm not here to judge your officials and calls that could have been or couldn't have been. They go both ways. There's calls the other way that could have been called, and they weren't. I don't know what to say about that. I really don't want to say anything about it.
Jackass. Yeah. You did exactly what you said you didn't do. And we have the transcript. We can play the audio for you, too.
He's like a pig in in crap right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wins.
He's happy as hell.
He won. I mean, what's he going to say? Yeah. What is he going to say? In all honesty, I did make these statements earlier. Yeah. Well, I mean, he wins.
Eat it, Cassidy. You lose.
Yeah, he won. He's won the battle thus far.
Well, Noel Achary had this to say about, of course, the thing that sent him to the dark room.
Again, it's a missed call, you know, biggest stage of hockey right now. And, I don't know what else I can say about it.
And then he said, I would just want to move on at that point. And that was the only comment that Achary made about it. He was like, yep, biggest stage, you screwed up. Time for game six. We got to concentrate. And Tory Krug and all the other guys had stuff to say about it as well. You know what? Where is here? When Patrice Bergeron is calling out the referees, when St. Patrice has something bad to say about anybody, you know you don't effed up.
Do you think this series has been officiated differently since Berube said something about the cause?
I hope not because that shouldn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
No. We'll continue to take your phone calls. 617. And Nick was out last night. I have a feeling that there were some angry folk.
Not the happiest people in the world.
I would imagine that there were angry folk out there. But
did you see the video that I posted of the fight that happened in the 300 section?
Yes. No. Yes, I did.
Between Bruins fans.
Oh, my God. Well, it was like
did
back Xanadu two rows.
Come in and kind of like, guys, we're all on the same team.
It was in Xanadu territory, though. It was like the back two rows of one of the 300s.
When as soon as you said back two rows, I thought it was Xanadu.
It took up five rows. Like, they were rolling down rows, and it's like six people in this fight. But I'm watching it, and I'm saying, I bet they're all like best friends.
Yeah.
Like that's
and
the,
they're throwing too. It's not like a wrestling
BWO?
Match.
The BWO was that. BWO's been everywhere.
BWO's down front.
I think the BWO has got a little bit of cash.
BWO's on the back row. They're in the lows. First three rows.
BWO has got new Mercedes money.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, where was Xana, dude? That's what the country needs. 617-779-0985. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.